You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to the NFL Power Rankings podcast presented by Energizer. I am Dan Hansis. Joining me in the studio.
Weird.
Why?
Because I haven't been back since the Phillies were in the playoffs.
Colleen Wolf.
Hello.
Yes, when your team is celebrating a World Series title, yes, there's going to be a certain hangover of that. And
they didn't win.
Oh, sorry.
Dan, come on. Neither did your team, so whatever.
All right. But we're not talking the MLB power rankings. Does that exist? Probably. But the NFL power rankings do exist. In fact, there's only one.
Yeah, official. Official one.
It's mine on NFL.com and ours on this podcast.
That's right. We share this one.
Right.
It's I'm going to have some ownership of this. So right. It's, I don't know if there's like a prenup involved that we need when, you know, if things end up going south, if I get 50%
that would be
of
amazing
the rankings.
If you divorce me in a business sense and then take my power rankings.
That sounds like a power move.
I get the dogs. You get the power rankings.
Deals off. Deals off.
All right. Let's get into it. By the way, weird times here in our league. The East Coast, we both hail from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I'm from New York. You're from Pennsylvania, Philly girl. Mm-hmm. The AFC East and the NFC East, all eight teams are in the top half of the power rankings right now. So 8 out of 16, 50% nailed it of the power
That's
rankings. The top half are the East teams. Is that East Coast bias by old Zeus, or are you in on this?
I guess it's hard for me to talk about East Coast bias because I opened the show talking about the Phillies in the
I
World
love the
Series.
Phillies and everything Philadelphia.
But what a time to be alive. If you're from the East, if you root for a team from the East, nobody really thought that was going to happen in training camp or anything like that. So it's kind of cool to see.
Yeah, so that is interesting. We'll see if that holds as the season kind of comes toward its final point of the regular season. Of course, we do this all the way through the playoffs.
We do.
No one really knows, but we do. So make sure to watch us every week through the Super Bowl. Let's check out teams 1 through 8. And speaking of Philadelphia and those Eagles, somebody actually tweeted at me this morning, well, this guy's list, he can't be taken seriously because he's an Eagles fan.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, old Zeuser.
Was it my dad?
That Eagles green. But they do swap spots with the Chiefs. Eagles at number one after one spot, 1 week out of the top spot. The Chiefs dropped to two. The Niners, look out for the Niners, up two to number three. The Cowboys at number four. Bills number five. Dolphins up one to six. Vikings coming off the Thanksgiving win up two to seven. And yes, the Bengals up two to eight. Where do we want to start here?
I don't know. Maybe we should just start at the top.
All right.
Should we start with the Eagles?
Let's start. Now, okay. People, don't make too much of it, society, that the Chiefs dropped and the Eagles rose. It's not because I put so much into the Chiefs not performing so well in a win against a decimated Rams team. But I did put, when they're this close, the Eagles dominating the way they did in prime time, which is always just a little bit of a bump in the power rankings, those island game performances. That was enough to get them to the top spot, but it's very close right now.
Yeah, and I think you could argue that both teams, one and two, are the best in their conference. But the Eagles right now, Jalen Hurts is the most popular guy in Philadelphia. Like, when I went home for Thanksgiving, everyone wanted to talk about Jalen Hurts. Didn't matter who it was. Family members, friends from high school that I didn't even know knew about football, they want to know about Jalen Hurts. And he did it. He's picking up a lot of the slack without Dallas Goedert in the lineup, and he's doing it with his legs. I mean, he was absolutely magical. He had a killer first half, and he just keeps building a stronger case for MVP, which I thought was interesting watching this game, seeing Aaron Rodgers, last year's MVP, in the spot that he's in right now. We know he's playing with the broken thumb as well, and then he got hurt, his oblique. But it's just, it's bleak watching the Packers.
Oblique is bleak.
You know, the way that they are right now.
It did feel like a bit of a changing of the guard in the NFC, because when Rodgers, after he leaves the game and he gets the x-rays, they show him with the pads off, with the jersey off, and he looked very much like a man nearing 40 years old. And then you see Jalen Hurts looking like Michael Vick reincarnated, but Michael Vick is still alive.
Yep.
As a football player, perhaps reincarnated. 157 yards rushing for Hurts, which is a Eagles record. And they came, geez, Connie.
I know.
363 yards on the ground by the Eagles, just 13 yards shy of the franchise record set in 1948.
It's been a minute.
So that is, what happened with the 48 Eagles? Do you know?
Well, you know, do you have, how much time do you have?
They lost in the wild card round to the Jaguars, actually.
I do hate, by the way, C.J. Gardner-Johnson getting
hurt. That's a tough one. Yep.
And he's going to miss some time now, too, with the lacerated kidney. It was encouraging to see the rookie, Reed Blankenship, get a pick on his first career target. But C.J. Gardner-Johnson leads the league. He was leading the league in interceptions. He's a huge part of the defense in that secondary, so that could hurt them.
Yeah, he was such a huge pickup right before the season starts. They really swindled him away from the Saints. And if you want to pick one thing, the Eagles' defense, is it something that can be exposed? I know they did give up 33 points to Green Bay, but some of that came in kind of garbage time with Jordan Love. Feeling good about them at number one. But,
and when Jordan Davis is back, by the way, just one last thing, that Eagles' run defense, too, will significantly improve.
I agree. Who else did you like kind of, who, when we take a look at the first tier, who else did you kind of like what you saw from?
Well, I liked? I liked the Jets.
The Jets? We haven't seen the Jets.
I'm not just, like, pandering to you about this.
Are you?
I'm serious, because I really love Mike White. I'm one of those, like, basic girls that just absolutely, he came in and provided such a spark. Like, there was actual juice on this offense. And I think it all goes back to, was it last year that Mike White had his whole thing?
Yes.
And then we were
last
at the,
Halloween. It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did the Thursday night football game, and I spent an entire pregame show talking about Mike White and how amazing and blah, blah, blah. Didn't they send something to the Hall of Fame the week?
They did, his jersey, because he kind of set the yardage record, I believe, in a first start. And yeah, he went and immediately got knocked out of that Thursday night game with an injury, and then threw four picks the following week against the Bills, and then he disappeared. So pardon me as a Jets fan, and by the way, they're up to number 10, up four spots after dropping four spots the previous week after that Grizzly loss to the Patriots. You have to pardon me if I'm still my guards up here, because the Bears are just, there's no meat on that bone
of
when you take
not.
Out Justin Fields, and their defense is wretched. But at the same time, White looked incredible, and the offense was running like it's intended to run, with the right playmakers like Garrett Wilson. And remember Elijah Moore getting the
ball. I thought he wanted a trade, right?
They all wanted a trade because none of them wanted to play with Zach Wilson. And I think it's a credit to Robert Saleh for listening to his team, saving the locker room, and maybe saving the season. Now you got the Vikings coming up.
You do. But I like the fact that Mike White spread the ball around and everybody was eating. Like 10 different players caught a pass. It was just, he had a great haircut to go with it too. Like he was looking the part. Yeah, great fade.
Good, good, good. And what about Zach Wilson? You cut to him on the sideline.
Oh, no. It was too sad for me.
I wish I knew the Star Wars reference, but someone posted a side-by-side of, who's the guy? He turned into Darth Vader in those dopey sequels from the 90s and early 2000s.
You're asking the wrong.
Anybody?
I haven't even seen The Godfather all the way through. What do I look like? Mark Sessler?
Is it Frodo? Who was it? Who was it? This is where I need a producer
Someone
to help us out.
Back there. Nobody knows.
Nothing. Everyone just
been
Drew Star Wars?
Drew just threw his hands up.
Huh?
Like Baby Yoda? No.
How old is everyone back there? All right. So the Jets, let's see.
Okay.
I'm guarded here. Because this would be a very Jets move, like the Thursday night preview you did last year, and then nothing good happens.
It's okay.
Can they stack some? It's been a roller coaster.
Why can't you just have fun, though? Why can't you just? Because isn't this offense more fun to watch?
Do you remember what it was
like
being an Eagles fan before the Nick Foles year?
Yeah.
Do you remember how you were always expecting something terrible to happen?
Yeah, I still do, though.
Jets fans are Eagles fans without the Nick Foles year.
Okay.
So we're not that we've been hurt so many times, we don't expect the good times to ever last.
All right, well.
How about the Jaguars?
I'm sorry.
The team you got your eye on.
Speaking of Nick Foles and the Doug Peterson connection,
Hey-o.
Which, oh my God, going for two
He's
at the end of that
the
game.
He's not on the Jags, but I know where you're going.
You know what I'm talking about? Listen, that was the head coach, Doug Peterson. I don't know if you know about what happened that year. Dan, I'm going to look up that
Star Wars guy while you talk.
Okay, so Star Wars guy, bad movies. Loved what I saw from the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he had such a strong performance in this game with the game-winning drive, plus the two-point conversion that I couldn't believe they went for and got with 14 seconds left. That was a defining moment for Trevor Lawrence. That was the moment that we've been waiting to see from him, and he got it done. He had that beautiful pass to Zay Jones on 4th and 8.
Yeah.
Three straight games now. He's completed over 70 passes. I know. What the hell?
I don't know.
But it was just one of those games where I was watching and I thought that they were not going to get the two-point conversion.
You know, it is wild.
It surprised
and
me.
And I have to say, as a head coach, I'd probably be kicking the extra point, but we had two teams, the Chargers and the Jags, go for it on two this week, and they both hit them to win their games in dramatic fashion. So, you know, props to that. Yeah, I think what we've been seeing with Lawrence is a slow building tidal wave, right? Because his rookie season was a disaster because of you-know-who, Urban Meyer. The second year, it was very hit or miss, some scattershot games in the mix, some bad games in the mix. And just when you started, you know, those conversations were percolating again in November. What happened to this guy being, you know, a generational talent? He's now stacked three games in a row, but this one especially, this one felt like the game. And I had to give it to Jaguars fans, that building, TIAA Stadium. Maybe we could workshop that. I still call it the big chlorine tank because of that pool. That place was going nuts. You could tell that that's a good fan base that sensed the moment happening. And the Jaguars are going to be trouble. Maybe not this year, but they're going to give teams trouble the rest of the season.
Yeah, and you can see that consistency starting to develop with Trevor Lawrence. And their mascot is really spicy, too. So.
You know what? Not since the Philly Fanatic has a mascot so accurately captured the city in which it lives. I mean, an American flag thong? Is that what we're dealing with?
Banana
hammock? Is that what we're dealing with here?
Uh-huh.
Is that even allowed?
Well, listen, the Fanatic gets naked all the time, and nobody blinks an eye.
Like, do you think if Rog...
Bats an eye? No.
But he's a cartoon character. Like, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing about Jax DeVille. He's a human body.
Okay.
He's in spandex, right? Mm-hmm. Philly Fanatic doesn't have to wear pants because he's like a Muppet. He's like a mutated Muppet. Listen, Jax got parts.
This is confirmed. We know that
So I'm just wondering.
Why can't he be celebrated? Why does he have to be ashamed?
We
should build body positivity,
I'm
Dan.
I'm okay. I'm just wondering, like, is Rog okay with this? Is Rog watching on the tube and like, all right.
You
or is
think
he picking
that
up the phone?
Cleared by the league office?
John, like, hey, put some pants on the mascot. We'll see. We're going to find out next week.
We will.
All right. Where are we going next? What do we want to talk about?
Maybe Washington?
Who else do you like?
Okay. So this is going to be now 2 weeks in a row.
Where's Washington in my power rankings?
13. So we're skipping around a little bit.
Okay.
But Washington, I thought, once again.
Up three spots.
Yeah. Now they've won 6 of their last 7. They're above 500 for the first time since 2018, which was 2 years before the pandemic. So I like to say 2 BP at this point, because I can only really judge years by the pandemic.
Okay.
So the fact that I just love Brian Robinson. That's what this is all about for me. Like, I know that I'm trying to compartmentalize Washington as the organization versus the Commanders as a team.
We can separate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. And I'm also trying to pretend that they are not in the division with the Eagles, and that they did not beat the Eagles and give them their only loss of the year. Mm-hmm. However, I just love Brian Robinson so much. Had his first 100-yard rushing game of the year. He got the game ball. He was wearing that gigantic hat. Like, everything about it and him.
He's making his buddy a lot of money, I think.
Yeah. Listen, he had such a good game, and his return and the Commanders' success are not independent of each other. They're directly correlated.
And for people who don't know, here's the timeline. Brian Robinson Jr. gets drafted in April in the 3rd round by Washington, has a great offseason training season, has a really strong preseason. Then he gets shot twice in the leg during an attempted robbery in August, makes it back to the field in October. And then it wasn't until Sunday where you could tell this is the guy Washington thought they were getting. And he's a good match, his physical style, with Washington's defense. And yeah, on the power rankings, the number 13 spot, as I always say, is like when I'm not sure what to do with the team, I stick them at 13. But that's not really the case with the Commanders. I kind of know who they are. They're limited offensively to a certain degree. They're not going to win any shootouts, but they're going to drag you into the muck, and they're going to make games ugly. And they're showing an ability to win those games. And that's a team that I don't want to face, especially as the season gets into the later stages.
And that defense, the way that they can wreck a game. They're a half game behind the Giants right now. They play them twice in the next 3 weeks with a bye in between. I mean, the Giants, they've lost 2 straight. They're going in the wrong direction. I just want to know if the Commanders are going to end up in the playoffs with Carson Wentz watching on the bench.
They should. I mean, they can't.
I love that.
I don't know. Carson Wentz, you don't have that ring with the Eagles without Wentz's first 14 games. But
I know.
Speaking of the Commanders, yes, they're number 13. Let's check out the rest of Quad 2, as we call it. The Titans dropped 3 spots to number 9 off that disappointing loss to Cincinnati. I like the Bengals a lot. I feel like they're rounding into form. The Jets, as we said, up 4 spots to 10. Ravens down 3, and we'll get to them in a second, to 11. Chargers up 5 to 12. Commanders up 3 to 13. They've been on a steady rise over the past month. Seahawks down 2. That defense is an issue again to 14. Pats down 2 off the narrow loss on Thanksgiving to the Vikings. Hunter Henry caught it to 15. And the Giants are going the wrong direction right now, and they're down 1 to 16 with 2 matchups in 3 weeks against the Commanders. And I feel like there's a bit of maybe a body swap between those two teams now. And I kind of expect Washington to find a way to win one at least of those games. The Ravens, Connie.
Let's talk about it. What's going on?
Here's a stat.
Coming to the therapist corner. What's happening?
You want a little data point?
I would love it.
Do you like data or data?
Love data, numbers, please.
You're a regular Cynthia Freeland. For the first time this season, all year in the power rankings, the Ravens are outside the top 10. And you know why, Connie? Because I've seen it now too many times. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Can't get fooled again.
3 times. Boy, you must be an idiot. Fool me a 4th time. Why are you on a camera talking into a microphone? But they have led every opponent by at least 9 points this season in the second half. And they've lost 4 games now. Including, yes, that loss to the Jaguars on the aforementioned 2-point conversion. And it was the way they lost too. And listen, the whole team didn't exactly cover itself in glory in this game. The fumble by Gus Edwards, the defense completely laying down, and Lamar Jackson, even after he played well down the stretch, then gets after a idiot fan on Twitter and says stupid stuff. And it's just like,
that was a weird moment for him.
It was also weird that it was up for 3 hours, the tweet, before taking down, and John Harbaugh came out and said it was out of character, and they addressed it. It's just like, what is going on, Baltimore? But anyway, the way the Jaguars offense just marched down the field, it just seems schematically that the Ravens were a mess, and personnel wise they weren't getting it done. And it's, this has happened enough now where I just you feel like this is how their season's going to end eventually as well. Maybe in January in a playoff game where they get ahead and then they just can't close, because they can't close.
Mm-hmm. And it almost feels like it has a little bit of a Chargers vibe to it, where they just keep coming so close and then they just keep failing.
Which is not who the Ravens are historically.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's so out of character for them. Also, they're having so many issues in the red zone, too. The last two games, they're 3 of 9 in the red zone. Lamar Jackson just isn't as effective at all. I mean, DeSean Jackson, they got him in there and he was involved, so that was cool for a second. But even just routine throws that Lamar would have made earlier in the season, the one where he overthrew DeMarcus Robinson, who was wide open early. Like, things like that just keep adding up, and they're struggling.
Yeah. But you know what? I understand that. But I put this one on the defense. Got to close that game out. Mm-hmm. You got to close that game out. And it's one thing. I know we just talked about Trevor Lawrence has arrived. So that I get. So you don't want to say, like, oh, how do you let the Jaguars beat you? But it's the way the Jaguars went down the field. How pathetic the Baltimore defense was. The way they weren't even defending the sidelines for a team, a Jacksonville team that didn't have timeouts. It was just like, what is going on with this team? Anyway, I don't know. Let's move on. We'll see if they get back to the top 10. I kind of think they will, because they are talented. And when it ends, when the season is over, they'll probably get those 11 wins or so.
Well, they have the Broncos next week.
But do I trust them? There you go. They should take care of business. Yeah. How about a team that you want to take from this quadrant?
I got one for you here. I was looking at
the Patriots.
Yes. Yeah, I was trying to see where you have them at 15. This team, it bums me out. For some reason, they just feel worse than their actual record. And they're 6-5, so they're pretty mediocre. But I don't really love anything that I see from them. I know Mac Jones kind of woke up the offense, but like, they just couldn't get it going, couldn't keep it going, couldn't sustain it. And that just felt like such a waste for the team to not take advantage of a really good effort from Mac Jones, because he threw for a career high in yards. But the same issues just continue to hurt New England. And that's where my frustration lies, because they had 5 penalties that just gifted the Vikings first downs. They converted on just 3 of 10 third downs. The red zone is where the offense just goes to die. They were 0-for-3. I mean, and this was,
although Hunter Henry caught it, but yes, I understand.
I know. That was tough. But the Vikings' red zone defense is awful. Like, they're the worst in the league. So they should have at least been a little bit better, aside from the Hunter Henry
thing. And if you are a truther of the Patriots have a bad coaching staff and Belichick blew it, which is, there is a faction of people out there, you can point to the Patriots doing unpatriots things during the season with self-inflicted errors, the stuff that part of their greatness, other than Tom Brady and Bill Belichick being in the building, was they would let other teams beat themselves. And they were just so clinical and how precise they were in terms of playing the game. So, yeah, to go 0-for-3 in the red zone, those 5 penalties for first downs, to surrender a kickoff, a return for a touchdown when they seemed to take the momentum in the second half, all that stuff, they're not good enough to make up for that. And yet, you know, 6-5 seems right for them. 5-6, 6-5. The Jets games were weird because Zach Wilson basically gifted them to them, gifted those 2 games. They probably should have at least split with the Jets, which would make them 5-6. They feel like an 8-9, 9-18.
Yeah.
So maybe they are kind of.
I guess that's why I'm just kind of like, meh, with them. And now they have Stephon Diggs next week, where they couldn't stop Justin Jefferson at all. So I don't know how that's going to work out. That's coming up on Thursday.
All right. So, and we know what the Bills have been doing to the Patriots the last few matchups. It's been grisly. Let's finish this discussion of quad 2 with old Zeuser taking an L. I don't like to do it, but if you're going to be powering this guy, you got to admit when you were dumb. And I was dumb about the Bucks, because I've all season kind of believed that they were going to figure things out. And when they had the slightest bit of success, like that win over Seattle and Munich, I took that to mean, oh, the offense is fine now. But then you look and it's like, I scored what, like 21 points in that game, whatever it was. And then they have their bye. They come out of the bye and it's more of the same against the Browns. 17 points, 6-3 and outs. It's so hard for this team to manufacture offense. And at a certain point, I need to stop looking at the names and focus on the game. So I dropped them 7 spots to 18, which is really probably the area they should have been for most of this year. But I was just giving them that benefit of the doubt. I'm not doing it anymore. I shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. But sometimes you get sucked in. And I did.
I also did after the game in Germany. I got swept up in the full emotion of it all, which was amazing, by the way. But the way that they were able to run the ball finally, and that was the whole thing going into the game. They hadn't been able to do it for so long. And we just saw so many good moments from them. And maybe that was more of an indictment on the Seahawks defense. Really.
Especially after what we saw them do their next game, which is the defense completely tank again.
Exactly. So, and you add the Tristan Wirfs injury to it as well. And that that just compounds things.
Yeah, Wirfs went down with a high ankle sprain, a weird freak injury in overtime. He's going to be out multiple weeks. They don't really even have a timetable.
3 to 4.
That's exactly what that is. That's a timetable.
Right.
So, Colleen, that's why we work well together.
You know?
We're just getting started here. By the way, Anakin Skywalker is the...
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. Okay.
From Star Wars that Zach Wilson resembled on the sideline with his hoodie on, getting rained on, portrayed by Hayden Christensen. Mm. And not one person behind the glass could help us out with that.
Is that related to our producer, Drew?
He always wears a hoodie. He doesn't speak. He seems like a Darth Vader in training. Maybe that is what's going on here. We'll be right back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs...
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Back here on Power Rankings, brought to you by Energizer for Quad 3 of the old Zeusers Rankings. We got teams 17 through 24. At 17, you have the Raiders up 9 spots.
Hello.
Okay, running away with Josh Jacobs. At 18, oof. The Bucks, they're going the other way. They fall 7 spots. The Browns come in at 19, up 5. Then you have the Lions down 2 at 20. The Packers down 2 at 21. Cardinals just, you know, hanging around there at 22, not going anywhere.
They're the most 22 team that's ever been 22'd.
They are. You got the Jags at 23, up 6. Love that.
Well, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. And then
quarterback
the Steelers, 24, up 1 spot after beating the Colts on Monday Night Football. All right, so time for Power Moves presented by Energizer. And Dan, you know, 'tis the season right now to rise or fall in the rankings. And December, you know, it's a tough month.
It's a December
sometimes.
To remember.
It is. It's a sales event. It's coming up. December, you know, listen, you got a lot of stuff in the schedule. You got holiday parties.
Right.
You got to come up with gift ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's tough. You're buying gift cards for everybody that you don't know. Maybe you're feeling ashamed about giving a gift card.
Right. But that's what people want.
Yeah. So you have alcoholic family members to try and deal with. It's
many.
A lot. At the holidays, but sometimes the schedule breaks your way and everything comes up right.
What a build.
And that's what's going on with the Raiders. It's going to be a good December for them. We're going to go through some schedules here with teams who could potentially make a huge jump in the rankings. So I was looking at what the Raiders have going on here, okay? And two straight overtime wins, so that's some nice momentum.
Not just overtime
that they
wins,
can build on.
Touchdown walk-off wins,
I
which
know.
Is a little
so
extra
good.
Adrenaline shot.
So good. It's starting to feel, dare I say, a little bit like last season when they went on a streak and then they made the playoffs. But maybe this is something that they could do this season. I mean, can they keep it up? You look
well,
at their next
schedule.
Four.
What do we got here?
Next four games, they got the Chargers.
12 in the power rankings.
They got the Rams.
30.
They got the Patriots.
15.
And then they got the Steelers.
24.
Now, most of those games are, you got two of their final six games are on the road. So they're playing four of those games at home. The only problem is they have the Niners and the Chiefs at the end of the year.
Right.
But they could, in theory, have eight wins, could be 8-7 going into those final two games. And if Josh Jacobs is still making everyone regret doubting him there in Vegas, like this could be good for them. I like it. They're
all
a fun team right now.
Okay, so now I'm going to, even though I wrote about the same things that you're talking about right now, I'm going to now go the other way. Josh Jacobs, we don't even know if he's playing this week. He's got a calf issue. He said he said on Tuesday he's going to try to play.
He'll be fine.
Weird. But he will probably play. Hopefully he'll be himself after the 303 yards from scrimmage.
Are we going to talk about the coaching decisions, the Josh McDaniels?
No, I'm not even going to talk about that. What I'm going to talk about is this is a team that has repeatedly, they play heart attack football. They've lost so many close games before these two overtime wins. That they're a very hard team to trust to say all of a sudden they're going to become a consistently good team. And, yes, you mentioned those last two games where it gets really tough. Mm-hmm. Who is it against? The Chiefs?
They got the Chiefs and the Niners.
Chiefs and Niners, two of the best teams in football. They have to win the next 4 weeks to even have a chance. And they've already won. So we're asking these Raiders to win six games in a row. That
sure
feels
are.
Rich to me. But at the same time, it's worth having the conversation because there's usually one team that kind of comes out of nowhere in December and makes a push. And they do have the talent.
I know.
They have the talent. It's there.
I think the reason why I sort of like them is because they're such a chaotic team. And that just draws me in. Like, I like the chaos. I like heart attack football. Like, that is... I don't have any other stakes with that team.
Sure.
So it really doesn't hurt me if they end up losing. But it is exciting when they do win. They win the way that they have
been
winning.
You know what they're going to do, by the way? They're going to win the next three games. It's going to be a five-game winning streak. Everyone's going to be talking about him. And then Kenny Pickett's going to beat him on a last-second touchdown in week 17 or 16 or whatever.
All right. What about the Panthers? You, listen, Sam Darnold, he might end
up. I wish
up,
I could quit you.
He might end up taking this team to the playoffs because it's such a bad division. Let's take a look at the schedule right now. Okay, so Carolina.
Do you believe what you're about to say, Connie? Or is this content for a program?
No, I'm not.
Just give me an honest answer.
I'm just trying to stay ahead of this because if it happens, I will look so great. And if not, I'll just, you know, whatever.
It's a fair answer.
Everyone
it's
right
an
now is
answer.
Doubting me anyway, so it doesn't matter. Who cares?
I never doubt you.
So their schedule, pretty favorable. Let's take a look at it here. Okay, so you got the Seahawks.
Then number
you
14.
You got the Steelers.
24.
The Lions.
20.
And
let me
the
say the number. 18.
18. and
doable.
With Baker Mayfield, I guess, sitting on the bench, like this is the same thing with the Commanders and Taylor Heinicke potentially taking them on a run with Carson Wentz sitting there and watching. Now I'm rooting for Sam Darnold, and I need this to happen.
Yeah, I see that four-game stretch, maybe one or two wins in there. I'm not buying in. And, you know, as a Jets fan who had a warmer viewpoint of Sam Darnold than the rest of the world, I want to see him do well because it will set him up for whatever comes next in his career. He'll make a little bit of money. But at the same time, can I really get behind this team getting hot?
No.
Their defense is better than people realize, but they're going to struggle to score points. And, for instance, you know, Geno Smith and the Seahawks, they're going to put up a lot of points. The Lions, I imagine, are going to put up a lot of points. And I feel like the Pittsburgh and Tampa defenses will be able to really neutralize Sam Darnold
this
and company.
I'm
not buying on this one.
This division is so bad. Like, you have the Bucs and the Falcons that lead the division with 5 wins each. Like, yeah. That's it. They could win just because someone has to from the division.
All right, let's flip this now.
Okay.
All right, so as we look at quad four, by the way.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Let's look at quad four. Falcons down 5-25. Saints down 5-26. I think that coach is going to get canned, by the way. Colts stay at 27. Panthers up 3-28. Bears down 6. Like I said, there's just nothing there with Justin. Why would Justin Fields play again also if he is vulnerable with that shoulder? Down 6-29. Rams down 2-30. Could the Rams do it? Can they win the Super Bowl and finish the season 32 in the power rankings? They're knocking on the door, but probably not, because the Broncos have Russell Wilson at 31 and the Texans are bad 32. Let's look at the teams that we feel good about now, mm-hmm. but then when you look at the schedules, you get a little nervous. Let's start, Connie, with the defending conference champions.
Okay, so the Bengals, I love them. It could be a little bit of a stressful holiday season for them. Things might not go that great. They really needed this win because coming up, they're about to enter the part of the schedule that I like to call...
Can I get some somber holiday music while you go through these teams?
That'd be great.
Okay, let's what do you got there?
Would love to hear that. So... Perfect.
All right, a little bit of a nightmare before Christmas. Uh-huh. Off-brand.
Well, this works, though, because this is the part of the schedule that I like to call Coffin Corner, that they are about to embark upon. And as you can see, they got The Chiefs.
All right, let me go through this for you.
Okay.
I'll set you up on this one.
Come
the
on.
Chiefs, obviously the number two team in the power rankings. The Browns at 19 in the power ranks, but a pretty good team, the Browns, and now they have that guy, Deshaun Watson, on the team playing quarterback. Tom Brady and the Bucks, number 18, and then the Patriots at 15. This, to you, profiles as a very difficult stretch.
Well, really, it's just the Chiefs coming up. But I think that the Browns, we don't know what they're going to be like with Deshaun Watson. And then I think that the Bucks could maybe play like a spoiler situation, depending on if they can get their stuff together.
Exactly.
But they're 7-4 right now. I like the fact that the Bengals have kind of found something in Samaje Perine, but it's just not totally smooth sailing from here.
Yeah, and they finished with Buffalo and Baltimore, so it's a tough schedule. But I think this team is battle-tested, Connie. It's not an easy schedule, but as we saw, they just went to Nashville and beat up on the Titans, who a lot of people have, who's the most physical team in football? Oh, the Titans!
Exotic smash mouth!
And then Cincinnati goes there without Jamar Chase and without Joe Mixon and beat them up and win the game. So I'm okay with this.
Okay.
How about, let's look at another team. This team I feel legitimately concerned about.
Okay.
The New York Giants.
Absolutely.
Let's look at their upcoming schedule. And of course, they were 7-2. Which builds in a lot of wiggle room, but they've lost two straight games now. And now here's the schedule ahead. Go ahead, Connie.
Okay. You got Washington, number?
13.
You got the Eagles, number?
1.
You got Washington again.
Already said it.
And then you got the Vikings.
7.
I
think the Giants, my viewpoint of the Giants is I think all four of these games are going to be very difficult to get one. There is a scenario where they go from 7-2 to 7-8. But I'm not going to be that critical. I'm not going to be that negative. So I will say they're going to split with Washington.
Uh-huh.
But I do see them coming out of this stretch 8-7.
The problem is the injuries have hit at just the wrong time, too. Because last week they were missing like 11 starters in that game against the Cowboys. They should get two of their starters on the offensive line back, their right tackle and their left guard. They should get Azeez Ojulari back. Things seem to be trending upward for Fabian Moreau. But you can't run the ball when you're missing three starters on the offensive line, and Daniel Jones can't get anything going with his legs either. So it could be rough.
And Saquon has looked a little off the last couple of weeks. You wonder if the workload, which has been immense after 2 years of missing a lot of action, might be hitting a little bit of a wall here. But we'll see. And I will say, because the Giants fans that are mad at me and they've been annoyed all year that I've never given them the quote-unquote respect they deserve in the power rankings, they have also won a lot of games in close fashion when people were picking against them. Could they come out of this with 2 or 3 wins? Yeah, they can do that too. But I don't think that's how it plays out. Let me tee up on another team. And this one, Connie, me and you, lockstep on the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
Whoa. But you know what? Let's mix up the music, too.
Okay.
I like the off-brand Nightmare Before Christmas, but...
What would you like?
Something a little more sinister.
Do we have a DJ back there?
This does sound like kind of an evil Santa. Okay, evil Santa's in the house.
Okay. All right, that works. So the Dolphins.
Yes.
They've won 5 straight. They lead the division now at this point. And I think that they're legitimately dangerous right now with wins over the Bills, the Ravens. I guess, you know, the Patriots. I don't really know how I feel about them anymore. I kind of like to cut them down earlier. But look at this schedule.
All right, 49ers.
Okay. Yes.
No, now you say the number.
Oh, my God. 3.
Chargers.
12.
Bills.
5.
Packers.
21.
Okay,
so here is the thing, though, because they are at the Niners, at the Chargers, at the Bills. They have 3 straight road games, and you're talking about 2 of those on the West Coast, and then the Floridians have to go up to Buffalo in December, and then finally they get back home, and it's Christmas against the Packers. So, I mean, come on. That is rough. That schedule stinks for them.
So... Yeah, and I have the Dolphins. I show respect, you know, Godfather. You haven't got there yet.
What?
I show respect to the Dolphins by putting at number 6.
We need the mandolin now.
But let's not forget who they beat during this 5-game losing streak. Uh-huh. Some of the worst teams in football. Which is whatever. You play your schedule. They hung 30 points on every one of those teams. I got respect for you for that, okay?
Uh-huh.
But am I sold on the Dolphins? No. Will I be absolutely absolutely in on the Dolphins if they beat the Niners on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
All the way in. In fact, they could contend for the number one overall spot in the power rankings next week.
What?
That's how much I think of San Francisco. So
you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't do it.
There's a little bit of a show-me thing with the old Zeuser and the Dolphins, but they have a golden opportunity, not just next week, but in the next month. But, yes, what a perfect measuring stick game.
If they beat the Niners, they go to one.
Well, if they beat the Niners, and you also have to factor in what the other teams do ahead of them, but if they move to 9-3 and they're riding a six-game winning streak, and if it's the type of game like we've grown to see where they hang 38 on the Niners, who have not surrendered a point in the second half in a month, that are averaging 10 points allowed on defense during their own winning streak, yeah, there's a real case to be made that they are the best team in football. But, see, I can't even see that. I don't see that as something that's going to happen.
Okay.
I predict the Niners will throttle this Dolphins offense and bring them down to earth. But I'd be happy to be wrong because I like chaos.
I do too.
Chaos is fun.
Week 13. I bet we'll get some.
You want to hear something crazy?
I would love to.
The whole bit with the Star Wars thing and Zach Wilson and Anakin Skywalker.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, is our producer, Drew, who's 7'3", always wearing a hat and a mask, and that doesn't really speak to a lot of people. And I said,
true.
Is he Darth Vader? His last name is Christensen.
That's what I said. Is he related to him because of Christensen?
With the exact same spelling.
I know.
And it's a somewhat unusual spelling.
Drew, do you have anything you want
to
tell us?
He's not going to talk.
I got to get him to talk. Just one word.
By the end of this regular season,
just one.
Drew will speak and
even
people will love it.
Give us a no, even.
No one's on.
Oh!
All right. Thank you to everybody for checking out the Power Rankings. Check out the podcast. Check this show out digitally on NFL Plus and YouTube and wherever.
All of the places.
Roger deems
there.
It should be. And we'll be right back here next week. Heed the call.
Bye.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.